You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I got the tapes that you sent me, Liz, and a few of you others who sent me tapes from December the 31st. And I have been doing exactly what I told you I was going to do. I've been going through them today, and I was going to... edit a big, long tape of and it's difficult. I've got to tell you, there is so much fear-mongering and so many inaccurate reporting and all kinds of stuff that it's hard. So what we're going to do is we're just going to make the rest of this week a series of this stuff. And tonight's going to sort of set the stage. And you'll discover, if you were listening last night, why what you're going to hear tonight is so important. These are just short snippets of the Alex Jones Show from New Year's Eve, December the 31st. This is news. This is news, ladies and gentlemen. What you're going to hear here, what he's saying is deception. It's fear-mongering. It scared the hell out of literally millions of people, and it got worse later. You're not even going to hear the worst part. You're just going to hear the beginning, because what you're going to hear tonight is just taken from the first 45 minutes of his broadcast. His broadcast on December the 31st, New Year's Eve. These are just little snippets taken from the first 45 minutes of the Alex Jones Show. I didn't take everything that was scary, because we don't have time to do that if we're going to talk about it. But I took just little snippets from the first 45 minutes, and his broadcast, I think, is 3 hours long. And it gets a lot worse as time goes on. You can hear the fear and the excitement and the adrenaline in Alex Jones's voice later on. You're not going to hear so much of that in the early stages of the broadcast. And then he goes on later on the Midas Report with Michael Trudeau, and it totally gets out of hand. What you're going to hear is a buildup, and then later. And this is what makes me think that the whole thing was staged, because this buildup sets the stage for full-blown panic across the country later. And you'll hear about that either tomorrow night or Thursday. But you're going to hear it, because this is just absolutely incredible. So stay tuned, folks, and be careful. You'll all get scared. I mean, just listening to this stuff on New Year's Eve, December the 31st, I had the Genesis Communications Radio Network patched through 101.1 FM, because I wanted the people in the valley to hear what everybody else in the country was hearing, and they don't get anything here but music. It's all they get on all the stations, including mine, except for the Hour of the Time. So I wanted them to hear what everybody else in the nation was hearing, so that if there was a full-blown panic, they'd know why, because I knew these people were going to build everybody up into a lather. And the reason, you know, I get to tell you, folks, there's times when law enforcement and government agencies and things like that are needed. And if these guys had succeeded, if they had actually succeeded in whipping up a hysteria that would have caused a large segment of the population to panic and riot in the streets, and I think this may be what they were trying to create. I don't know this for sure, but... you'll see as we go through these three nights and you hear the buildup to what could have been an absolute catastrophe. And it all came from these people. And it's just absolutely incredible. I mean, people really went off the deep end. A lot of people got scared. Some people got sick. A lot of people headed literally for the hills. just from listening to these guys. This is not a joke. I'm not kidding you. It really happened, just exactly as I've described. So stay tuned. You're going to hear it all. It's incredible, too. That's right, folks. I'm your man. The only thing you ever get from the Hour of the Time is the truth. Now, I want you to understand that this little series that we're doing is nothing personal against Alex Jones or anybody else. But I happen to know for a fact, absolute fact, and listen to me very carefully, that people who practice this kind of broadcasting and claim to be an American patriot do nothing but discredit all of us eventually. It's wrong. It is absolutely wrong. This guy would take a call and some caller would report something, and instead of saying, well, we're not, you know, like I do on this broadcast, when somebody calls in and wants to tell a rumor, I tell them, no, we don't do that on this broadcast. You want to call me tomorrow, I'll check it out. If it turns out to be true and the listening audience needs to hear it, then we'll make arrangements for you to call in and it can be your story and we'll do it. But that's the only way it's done on this broadcast. All of these other people, they take phone calls. And a lot of these phone calls are people spreading rumors. And these rumors, 99% of them turn out to be wrong. And it's wrong to allow that to happen. Especially when the host takes it and runs with it. Without any checking, without any calling, without any research, without anything. This is one of the people who pulls faxes off the fax machine and reads them over the air. This is the one of people who indiscriminately reads Associated Press wire reports and ABC wire reports and news releases and press releases without checking them out. Associated Press, UPI, especially ABC, have been well known to plant fake, phony, and false stories. We've all discovered that over the years. No radio host who reports the news, especially on a day when he knows that a good segment of the population is afraid, that we've been told to expect the collapse of civilization as we know it, and all kinds of things like that, to participate in this kind of fear-mongering. Listen very carefully, folks. This will frost you, and then we'll talk about it. I may stop the tape at certain portions, and we'll talk about it then. Listen very carefully. This is just snippets taken from the first 45 minutes of the Alex Jones show on December the 31st, New Year's Eve. This is news. What I'm reporting here to you is hard news. This could have resulted in the shutdown of the whole country, the declaration of martial law, mass hysteria and panic by millions of people. And this is the guy, along with a few others, but this is the main guy who was whipping it all up. Listen carefully.
Cash machines are failing in Britain and now other European countries. They're finding large amounts of explosives in France. Vladimir Putin, who is known as Vladimir the Ruthless, and using all his profanity on national TV, you name it. We won't read the profanity here, but we've got it. This person is on an unbelievable power trip and resembles a demon. He is a creature of the IMF and the World Bank and international communism. He is a former KGB head, and this information is vital, ladies and gentlemen. We are seeing the New World Order really come out in full force. More wars than have been in the last 50 years are going on right now. The war in Chechnya is raging in Grozny with, well, reports of hundreds to thousands dying.
Is that true, folks? Are there more wars going on right now than in the last 50 years? Are there hundreds of thousands of people dying right now in Chechnya? Listen to this. This man is just making it up right out of his head as he goes along.
20 to 40,000 civilians trapped in the city. Russian Hinds are being shot down. Tanks are being blown to bits. Massive Grodd unguided rocket attacks are being launched on the city indiscriminately right now. Air and artillery bombardments as well. It's absolutely out of control. It is pandemic, ladies and gentlemen. I'll give you the news first on Y2K. The newest developments, a Pennsylvania nuclear plant has been shut down. One of the main systems transferring the power from it failed, but they say it's not a Y2K problem. And the things I'm experiencing here in Austin, Texas, the shelves are empty of water and some gas stations are running out of fuel. Here in Central Texas and in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the shortwave is basically down, ladies and gentlemen. Went off right as I went on the air. The big news on Y2K. Then we'll start going to your calls. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. All right, let's go ahead and get to this article. Associated Press, this came out at 7:22 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Today, December 31st, 1999, Pennsylvania nuclear plant shut down one of the two nuclear reactors at PECO Energy Co.'s Limerick Generating Station has shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. Company spokesman Neil McDermott said the problem was not Y2K related. It was declared an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. They got to have a serious emergency to shut down a plant, ladies and gentlemen. You power one down, you're not going to power it up for at least days. It was declared an unusual event. At 2:55 a.m., shutdown occurred when an insulator on the main generator transformer from Limerick 2 failed. We had reports yesterday of this. Off the record, I would not report it, but I had it from a good source that this plant was having problem along with four other plants. I may just go ahead and report it here. What do we get good information here? This has been going on for days. From our information, it is not this transformer that they're talking about. They wouldn't just shut a plant down over that. Something serious may be going on there. So that the central government, known as the federal government, the occupational government in Washington, D.C., has set up a huge $50 million command bunker hooked into all the FEMA boxes that can take over all the shortwave broadcast and commercial AM and FM stations, as well as television broadcast stations. And we hope they do not activate that, ladies and gentlemen. Police and military are on high alert, running around looking for supposed boogeymen and terrorists under every rock. Military are highly visible now. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are trains of military equipment moving into Austin. Two nights ago, on Wednesday night, Fox News reported that the airport will be used as a massive holding facility for troublemakers or rioters here in Austin that has no history of riots. They need to get that country locked down so they can stage the election for Vladimir Putin. I mean, this guy is a demon. Have you seen this guy? Just how he's raging with power? I'm Alex Jones. I'm your host. I'm just one of the great hosts here on the GCN Radio Network, and I've been very passionate today because I can't even keep track of all the developing news as it's coming in. I'm not even going to say it's 6 to 7 reactors across the country. I'm not even going to. It's bad, and I got this news about the Pennsylvania plant early yesterday, got it again off air, confirmed it with someone that is 99% accurate, about like I am, trying to report the truth, and now I've got the Associated Press saying, well, they shut the whole plant down, but they call it an unusual event, the least serious emergency classification of a nuclear power plant. Well, it's got to be pretty bad for them to power a plant down.
Time is getting shorter until Y2K. If you want to be sure your family and loved ones weather the potential Y2K storm of delays, shortages, or interruptions of services, then now is the time to stock up on emergency supplies and a home food reserve.
As the developments move forward with this Y2K and this gear up for clamping down in America and Russia and around the world by globalist forces, we'll be bringing you the news as long as we're here on the air. Now pretty much dictator and controller of Russia publicly, and here in America they're gearing up and bracing for terrorism and militarizing everything in front of us. So it's happening there, it's happening here. There they're using the war with Chechnya. Here they're using Y2K and the threat of terrorism. Oh, this is extremely serious. 2 weeks ago, Topol M, 6,200-mile super range, multiple warhead, newest design, U.S. clone technology missiles were deployed across Russia. They're mobile. These are first strike type systems. They're also designed to survive several strikes from America or any other nation. They're deploying these, and Yeltsin openly has been threatening us weekly to nuke us. I mean, it's just getting insane. And absolutely, this looks like just one more ratchet on the takeover of America. And yes, they have an extreme strongman in KGB leader running Russia right now. They have deployed their missiles against us and their submarines and have already delivered fully functional missile cruisers to China. Yes, he took the codes off and he took away our first strike capability. By first strike, that means if missiles are in the air, mm-hmm. let's say 4,000 of them. Russians have got a lot more than that.
Right.
4,000 missiles coming in, subs launching, suitcases going off. We have to wait until we absorb the first strike. That will mean virtual annihilation to our military. Brass, I know you're CFR. You've been told you'll be able to be in the bunker if they go to this level. I don't know if they'll do it. It may just be ratcheting down the global system. All I know is this. Boris Yeltsin, at 4 o'clock in the morning, as the Russian time zone in its eastern area near Japan was entering into Y2K, he resigned, and now Vladimir Putin, known as Vladimir the Ruthless by the Russian people, is now taking the reins of power, supreme power in Russia, and he is a former KGB chief.
Something else I want to tell you, Alex.
Well, hold on just a second.
Okay.
I mean, this is extremely serious. Again, I was getting this information, what you just said, 2 days ago, and I got it even more. I ignored it then I got it yesterday, and now it's in the Associated Press that in Pennsylvania, where you're calling from, in the city you're calling from, one of two nuclear reactors at PECO's Energy Co. Limerick Generating Station was shut down this morning after a piece of equipment failed. And they're saying it's non-Y2K related. This is just unbelievable.
One other thing. I heard Bo Greit say this morning that Russia said if their power goes out that they're going to blame us and they're going to set off their nuclear warheads.
Well, I didn't hear that, but I would be interested to have any details. Do you have the details of what Colonel Greit said?
No, that's all I heard him say was that they said if they had a power blackout, they'd blame it on us.
I know they're threatening to nuke us every single week. I've read the Associated Press, Reuters, Interfax News Agency, London Times articles here. I mean, I read Yeltsin and Jiang Zemin's quotes, the dictator of China, and they're saying, we'll nuke you. I mean, they spell it out. We will hit you with nuclear weapons. We reserve the right to hit you. 3 weeks ago, their head of other missile forces said, we reserve the right to nuke you first. Their currency is plunging. The Egyptian pound is plunging against the dollar, the Japanese yen, the Deutsche Mark, and the just all of it. It's and the same thing is starting to develop here in America. Many of the gas stations here in Austin have the little gloves over the pumps saying they're out of fuel. You never see this in Austin, Texas. Right here in South Austin, I've seen several stations. We don't know. This is just a Y2K that was here. Just bizarre behavior. Americans standing up as Russia threatens to attack us with nuclear weapons, as nuclear power plants, at least one, are being shut down, as the military runs around with the police and the FBI saying terrorism is imminent, and some would characterize us as dangerous because we report the facts. Absolutely out of control. Just maintain your readiness, be calm, defend your family, defend your country. But doing a fabulous job. He is consulting with people that he knows personally, a lot of former military people that now own radio companies. And in fact, I'm not even going to say who the individual is. I'm sure he could call in publicly. I just don't want to give a lot of folks' names out on the air. They have activated a powerful Cold War radar system in the North Pole region. That is something that is drowning out shortwave. The entire 9400 band all throughout the 9.4000 up to 9.9. I mean, they are, the military traffic is everywhere right now, ladies and gentlemen. Scrambled. We've got superpower radar systems, nuclear systems up. And perhaps our military is refused. It was Clinton that shut down that Cold War radar system. It's now back up from people that actually worked in there. We have it confirmed from the sound and where it's coming from experts. Fresno, where our servers are located, is in the middle of a blackout. Ladies and gentlemen, we're off the Internet. This is just absolutely out of control. That's why the commercial stations are so important. Paul, more information coming at you on the other side as Y2K develops.
Many of you have been preparing for the worst of times, putting away storable foods and water. While this makes perfect sense, we at Midas Resources urge you to consider the possibility of having to flee for your lives. Though the very prospect of this sounds grim, the possibilities are more than remote. Asian countries now having long-range nuclear bombs, a politically unstable Russia, and an increasing presence of NATO here on U.S. soils could spark a ground war in the West.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bringing you continuing, unfiltered, unabashed reality. I am Alex Jones. I am your host.
And I'm William Cooper, and I'm your non-fear-mongering, truthful host. When we come back, we're going to open the phone, 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578, and we'll talk about what you just heard.
There is a war between the ones who say there is a war and the ones who say there is a war. But don't you come on back. Why don't you come on back to the war? Yes, I live here with a woman and a child. The situation makes me kind of nervous. Yes, I rise up from her arms. She says, I guess you call this love. I call it room service.
Listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. The phones are open, 520-333-4578. We're going to take your calls. And the first thing I want to talk about is what is he trying to instill in his audience here? With what you've heard, what is he trying to make the audience feel? 520-333-4578. This is all very important, folks. You'll find out in the next couple of days where this goes. And when you find out where it goes, if you weren't listening on December the 31st, you're going to be shocked, because it has the smell of a setup. It has the total smell of a setup. 520-333-4578 is the number. Where do you think he's leading his audience? What do you think he's instilling in his audience with what you've heard during that during those short snippets? And remember, that's the only snippets from the first 45 minutes of the broadcast on December the 31st, New Year's Eve. There's still 2 hours and 15 minutes to go. Can you believe it? 2 hours and 15 minutes to go, and he's already set the stage for something very serious that's going to happen later. 520-333-4578. What did it make you feel like? How did you, if it was December the 31st, New Year's Eve again, and you knew that at the stroke of midnight, everybody was expecting everything to come to a grinding halt because of Y2K, what would this have made you feel like? What would be your emotional state right now, if you, you know, if you were to have an emotional state? The number is 520-333-4578. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, Bill, I'll just chime in with this. You figure that the Austin, Texas area used to be Jim Hightower country, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a town in Texas, which, you know, Texas is a relatively conservative so-called state. But I think that Metro Austin is a pretty liberal bastion.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Right? It's sort of like...
far left wing.
Yeah, it's like Madison, Wisconsin South.
Yeah.
And so you figure, you know, when I realized that there was a lot of, like, grassroots libertarian-type stuff happening in that town, it just made sense to me that the feds, given what was going on with the Republic of Texas thing, were definitely going to focus on that area and probably try to whip things up.
Oh, boy, did they ever.
And then, you know, Alex Jones was associated with this guy who was, what was his name? It was the same name as the fellow who was the president of the Confederacy, Jeff Davis.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at that name and I said, is this guy's name really Jeff Davis? Did his mama call him that? Or did he take on this name to give patriotic people the whiff of, you know, the Confederacy and bigotry?
Sure, you're on the right trail.
Yeah. So you've done a good job exposing him. Look forward to listening to the rest of the tape.
No, wait a minute. What did that make you feel when you were listening to that?
Well, the same, you know... I've listened to enough, you know, Bo Greitz broadcast to get a feel for that type of stuff. Yeah, they're definitely, you know, whipping people up. I can't imagine who is so gullible who, you know, can get swept up with that, but I guess there's people out there who can.
What do you think he was specifically preparing you to think? Did you get the whole gist of what he was talking about there?
I guess I fail to get what you're driving at. Beyond what I've said.
What was the main thing that he concentrated on?
That Russia was imminently going to attack the continental United States.
You got it. That we were going to be nuked by Russia.
Right.
He spent 45 minutes of the first hour preparing his radio audience to believe that Russia was going to nuke us because of Y2K.
Right.
And guess what happened much later? Well, never mind. Let it be a surprise.
Okay, I haven't heard it before, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, this was a setup from the word go. This guy is not on our side. He's
right.
A commercial broadcaster, number one. And number two, he was never a member of the Patriot movement at all. All of a sudden, he started picking this stuff up and just running with it.
Well, let me get a dig in, Bill. Captain Conspiracy, if you're out there, Dutch told you so. Thank you.
Well, it's true, folks.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Number's 520-333-4578. What did you think about it? There's a lot of people out there sitting there scratching your heads. You heard it. I played it for you right here. You heard it. What did you think about it? If you were listening to that on December the 31st, 1999, how would that make you feel? What would be going through your mind? What would you be thinking about? Hello? Anybody home? Or have you all just had a total migration of your brain power? You know what I'm talking about out there. And you know me, folks. I'm not in a popularity contest. I don't give a damn what anybody thinks about me.